AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made the introduction as the casket of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg arrived on Capitol Hill.
She does so on a catafalque built for Abraham Lincoln. May she rest in peace.
Ginsburg died last week at 87. Mourners had paid tribute as her casket was on public display at the Supreme Court steps before it made the short trip across the street to the Capitol. Attorneys representing Breonna Taylor want to see the transcripts of the grand jury proceedings that led to no charges against three Louisville police officers involved in Taylor's death. Lanita Baker is one of the attorneys.
You can't pound this off the grand jury, on the grand jury, if your office made that decision.
Yeah.
And we, the voters, deserve the right to know who is it that we need to say got it wrong.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is also calling for Attorney General Daniel Cameron to release what evidence he can. Wisconsin and other states in the heartland are the newest coronavirus hotspots. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis is allowing restaurants across the state to immediately reopen at full capacity, despite a spread of the coronavirus. In Holyoke, Massachusetts, officials at a nursing home for veterans are facing charges. 80 people there died from the coronavirus. This is Attorney General Maura Healey.
They risk their lives from the beaches of Normandy to some the jungles of Vietnam. And to know that they died under the most horrific circumstances is truly shocking.
Healey says residents who were positive were in the same space as those with no symptoms. The governor of Virginia, Ralph Northam, has tested positive for the coronavirus. California's largest wildfire is threatening a marijuana-growing enclave. Many of the locals have refused to evacuate and abandon their maturing crop. More hot and dry weather is expected in that area. This is AP News. A Chinese pharmaceutical company says its coronavirus vaccine should be ready around the world by early next year, even in the U.S.
The CEO of Sinovac has vowed to apply to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to sell CoronaVac in the U.S. if it passes its third and final round of testing in humans. The CEO says he personally has been given the experimental vaccine, which the company wants to provide to the world, including the US, EU, and other nations. Stringent regulations in America, the European Union, Japan, and Australia have historically blocked the sale of Chinese vaccines. Sinovac hopes that could change. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Justice Department wants an immediate ban on downloads of WeChat in Apple and Google app stores, saying the Chinese-owned messaging service is a security threat. The department says WeChat allows the Chinese government to collect and use personal data on Americans to advance its own interests. Ed Donahue, AP News.